إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah allows to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Thereafter, the best speech is the book of Allah. وَخَيْرَ الْهُدَى هُدَى النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil affairs are those matters which have been innovated into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Every innovation is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. Allah subhanahu, He has blessed us with this great religion, the religion of Islam. And this is the best of all religions. And it is supreme over all other religions. And for this reason, Allah does not accept from a person any other religion aside from Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. Whoever follows a religion other than Islam, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. It will never be accepted from him. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And in the hereafter, he will be from the losers. And Allah subhanahu, He blessed us by sending to us the best of His messengers, the greatest of His messengers, this great Prophet of Allah, the best of all creation, Muhammad ibn Abdullah Al-Hashimi Al-Qurashi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this great Prophet of Allah, he came to the people and he ordered them with a tawheed. And also all the messengers who came before him, every single one of them, the main or the core message which they gave to their nations was the message of tawheed, that we should single out Allah in every act of worship. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. Verily, we have sent to every nation a messenger. أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهُ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. Saying, worship Allah alone and abandon the false deities. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ هَدَى اللَّهُ. So amongst the nations are those whom Allah guided. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِ الضَّلَالَةِ. And amongst the nations are those upon whom misguidance became a reality. فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. So go, travel upon the earth. فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. And go see how the final end was of those people who denied. مُكَذِّبِينَ, they denied. I.e. those who denied التوحيد. And they fell into a shirk. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he remained upon this earth. And all throughout his lifetime after prophethood, he continued calling people to Tawheed and warning them against a shirk. And he would never accept shirk from anybody, regardless of who they are and what their status is. And for this reason, when the chieftains of Quraysh, the highest people in authority, the most powerful people of that time, when they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they said, we accept, and we will give you authority, and we will make you the richest man, and we will even accept Islam, on one condition, that for 1 year only Allah will be worshipped. For 1 year only Islam. And then for the next year we worship our idols. And then in the third year it is only for Islam and the authority is for you. And then the next year it is for our idols. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he rejected this. And he replied, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, say, O you who have disbelieved, لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ, I do not worship that which you worship. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ, and neither are you worshipping who I worship. وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ, and neither will I worship that which you worship. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ, and you do not worship that which I worship. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ, for you is your religion, and for me is my religion. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he rejected this offer outright. No negotiation between Tawheed and Shirk. There's no middle point between Iman and Kufr. A person is either a person of Tawheed or he is a person of Shirk. Either Mu'min or a Kafir. And Allah subhanahu, he ordered all of us to worship him with Tawheed. And this Tawheed, this is the asl of the religion. This is the core message of the religion. And the true believer is the one who is most diligent upon a Tawheed and the furthest away from a Shirk. Without Tawheed, no good deed is accepted. So if a person dies upon a Tawheed with only a few small actions, these small actions are magnified and multiplied because of a Tawheed. And if a person dies with righteous actions the size of the mountains, but he doesn't die upon a Tawheed, then even these righteous actions, which are the size of the mountains, they are worthless in front of Allah subhanahu. And so we have to understand, ma'ashir al-ikhwa, and we have to understand well, that Allah subhanahu, he created us for his Tawheed. He created us for his worship. And any act of worship which a person does, which is not based upon a Tawheed, it is rejected. Because Allah only created us to worship him alone, with a Tawheed. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, verily I did not create jinn, nor mankind, except that they should worship me. And the meaning of worship me in this ayah is worship me with a Tawheed. And Tawheed is the first call of every single messenger. And Tawheed is the very reason why the prophets and the messengers were sent. And in the Mus'haf, if you open the Qur'an and you recite from Surah Al-Fatiha all the way to Surah An-Nas, the first command in the Qur'an is the command of At-Tawheed. The saying of Allah, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, u'budu rabbakum, worship your Lord. Meaning worship your Lord upon Tawheed. And if you open the Qur'an and you recited the Qur'an from Surah Al-Fatiha all the way to Surah An-Nas, the first prohibition in the Qur'an is against ash-shirk. He's saying, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, do not ascribe partners for Allah and you know. And in every single salah, in every single rak'ah, every single Muslim, he pledges to Allah the pledge of Tawheed. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, O Allah, only you do we worship, i.e. with Tawheed. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and only your aid and your help do we seek. And the first question which a person is asked about in his grave, مَنْ رَبُّكَ, who is your Lord? The meaning of this question is not who is your creator or who is your provider. Because even the Quraysh, they knew and they understood that Allah is the provider and Allah is the creator. So the first question in the grave, مَنْ رَبُّكَ, who is your Lord? The meaning of it is مَنْ مَعْبُودُكَ, who is the one you used to worship? So the people of Tawheed, they will answer this question, that our Lord is Allah, meaning the Lord who we worshipped in this dunya without any partners, without any shirk, is Allah subhanahu. And the people of shirk, even if they knew that Allah is the creator and Allah is the provider, they will not be able to answer this question. And this great prophets of Allah, they would admonish their children with the command of At-Tawheed. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ. And Ibrahim, he admonished his son. وَيَعْقُوب. And also Ya'qub admonished his son. Ya Baniya, O my beloved son, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ. Verily Allah has chosen the religion for you, i.e. the religion of At-Tawheed. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. So do not die except as Muslims, i.e. as people of At-Tawheed. And also, the prophets and the messengers, on their deathbed, just before the moments of death, they would remind their children about At-Tawheed and question their children about At-Tawheed. أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاء. Allah says, or were you present? إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ. When death came to Ya'qub alayhi salam, إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ. When he said to his sons, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. What will you worship after me? قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ. They said, we will worship your Lord. وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ. The same Lord of your forefathers, Ibrahim, وإسماعيل, وإسحاق. إِلَهٌ وَاحِدًا. One Lord, one deity. التوحيد, واحد, التوحيد. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. And we will submit ourselves in front of him. The meaning of Muslim, الْإِسْتِسْلَامُ لِلَّهِ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ. The one who submits himself in front of Allah with At-Tawheed. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to question the young companions, the young boys, the young children, and teach them about At-Tawheed. And he would instill in their hearts the love of Tawheed. And he would attach their hearts to Allah alone and give them the feeling of independence from the people, and only being in need of Allah and not showing your need in front of the people. And for this reason, he took Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, and he said, Ya Ghulam, O young boy, Ghulam, O young boy, Ya Ghulam, O young boy, Inni u'allimuka kalimat. Verily, I will teach you certain words. Verily, I will advise you with certain pieces of advice. And then he said to him, إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you ask, only ask Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And if you seek aid, only seek the aid of Allah. So look at the da'wah of the prophets and the messengers. Upon their deathbed, they call to Tawheed. With their own children, they call to Tawheed. With other children in the society, they teach At-Tawheed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he began his da'wah with the message to Tawheed. In Mecca, for 10 years, there was no other message apart from At-Tawheed. Even the salah, after 10 years was the salah established. So in Mecca, for 10 years, there was no salah, there was no zakah, there was no Ramadan, there was no hajj, there was no adhan, there was no iqamah, there was no jihad. There was only the call to At-Tawheed and rectifying and purifying the beliefs of the people. And for this reason, subhanAllah, how strange is it that there comes a group of people and they belittle the message of Tawheed. And they are tired when people speak about At-Tawheed. These same people, if politics was spoken about, they could sit for 2 hours speaking about politics. Or if it's about their money, and their houses, and their village, and their lands, they can speak hours and hours when it comes to Tawheed. And when it comes to their own right, that Fulan oppressed me, and Fulan took my right, and Fulan, his great grandfather, took my land, they can speak and speak. But when it comes to the right of Allah, and those who violate the right of Allah, and defending the right of Allah with Tawheed, a single statement and they begin frowning. And a single statement and they turn away. So the true mu'min, the true believer, never tires of Tawheed. And the true believer is always fearful of a shirk. And when Allah subhanahu, when he called Musa alayhi salam to speak to him without an angel between them, what did he speak about? Allah spoke about Tawheed to Musa alayhi salam directly without an angel in the middle. He said, Innani anallah. O Musa, verily I am Allah. La ilaha illa ana. And there is no other deity worthy of worship except me. Fa'buduni. So worship me. I worship me alone upon a tawheed. And stay away from a shirk. And the divisions which we see in the ummah, the various parties and the different sects, it is because of opposing tawheed. And only by tawheed will the people be united. So the Muslims can never be united through politics. The Muslims can never be united through any other message. Only the message of tawheed can unite the people. And the divisions which we see are divisions due to a shirk. And for this reason, in the Quran, Allah linked the unity of the ummah to a tawheed and worshipping Him alone. He said, "Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida." He said, "Verily, this is your ummah, and it is a single, united, unified ummah." And then he said, "Wa ana rabbukum fa'budun." And I am your Lord, so worship me. I worship me alone with a tawheed. So contemplate in this blessed ayah how Allah linked between tawheed and the unity of this ummah. And the shafa'a of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on Yawm al-Qiyamah, it will only be for the people of tawheed. As for the people of shirk, they will never attain the shafa'a of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Man as'adu an-nas bi shafa'atika yawm al-qiyamah?" O Messenger of Allah, who are those people who will deserve your shafa'a on yawm al-qiyamah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "Man qala la ilaha illallah khalisan min qablihi." Whoever said la ilaha illallah with sincerity in his heart, I the people of at-tawheed. And the opposite of at-tawheed is ash-shirk. And everything we said about at-tawheed, the opposite is said regarding ash-shirk. So tawheed is the most virtuous action, and therefore shirk is the most repulsive action. And tawheed is the first thing which the prophets and the messengers called to. And shirk is the first thing which they forbade against. And tawheed is the most beloved action to Allah. And shirk is the most hatred action to Allah. And the people of tawheed are the most beloved people to Allah. And so the people of shirk are the most despised people to Allah. And tawheed is the word of justice. And shirk is the word of oppression. Inna shirka la dhulmun azeem. Verily a shirk is a great oppression. And tawheed enters a person into Jannah. And shirk prevents a person entering into Jannah. And whoever dies upon tawheed dies as a believer. And whoever dies upon shirk never dies as a believer. Only dies as a kafir. Innahu man yushrik billah. Verily, the one who ascribes partners to Allah. فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has made Jannah haram upon him. وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ. And his final abode is the fire. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. And the people of dhulm, i.e. the people of shirk, they will never have any supporters on the day of resurrection. So shirk is every statement, every action, every movement, every belief which necessitates a partner to Allah. So whoever slaughters an animal in the name of a person has fallen into shirk. And whoever makes tawaf around a grave has fallen into shirk. And whoever partakes in magic and seeks closeness to the jinn and the shayateen has fallen into shirk. And whoever seeks a child from other than Allah has fallen into shirk. And whoever seeks help from the deceased has fallen into shirk. And whoever calls out, Ya Ghawthi A'zam, Ya Ali Madad, has fallen into shirk. And whoever believes that the awliya have any effect in the universe or the world has fallen into shirk. And whoever believes that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam helps and he changes matters and he has control in the world has fallen into shirk. And whoever hangs something on the tree hoping for good luck or throws a coin into the well hoping for good luck has fallen into shirk. And whoever wears a ta'weez, an amulet, ta'weez, has fallen into shirk. And whoever ascribes ilmul ghayb to other than Allah has fallen into shirk. And whoever reads horoscopes or comes to a fortune teller has fallen into shirk. And whoever loves anybody else like their love of Allah has fallen into shirk. And whoever fears a person like their fear of Allah has fallen into shirk. And whoever places their complete hope in a person, or their complete reliance and dependence in a person, has fallen into shirk. And the asl of shirk, the first cause of shirk, is al-ghulu fi salihin wal-awliya, is exaggerating the love of the righteous and the awliya. Almost every instance of shirk, it begins with this. Why? Because the people, they naturally love the awliya. They naturally have a respect for the righteous people. So then when one of these righteous people passes away, or one of these awliya passes away, shaitan comes to those people who love them and exaggerates up until they begin to worship that person. And this was the first instance of shirk which ever occurred in the ummah. At the time of Nuh alayhi salam, he forbade his people from a shirk. And he said to them, do not worship these idols. And they said, وَقَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ آلِهَتَكُمْ. They replied, we will never leave our idols. وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعًا وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَصْرًا. They said, we will never leave these idols. Wad and Suwa' and Yaghuth and Ya'uq and Nasr. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned, and the hadith is in Sahih Bukhari, that these five idols, أَسْمَاءُ رِجَالٍ مِّن قَوْمِ الصَّالِحِينَ. These were five people. These were the names of five people, Rijalin Salihin, and they were righteous people. They were awliya of Allah. They were the worshippers of Allah subhanah. And then when these people passed away, then shaitan came to the people. Oha shaitan ila qawmihim. Then shaitan came to the people and started misguiding the people. Aninsibu ila majalisihim ullati kanu yajlisuna alayha. That you should have gatherings in the name of these awliya. You should have mahfals in the name of these awliya. You should make images to remind you of the awliya. You should make structures to remind you of the awliya. And so they began to have sittings and gatherings in the name of awliya. And they had pictures, images and idols in the name of the awliya. Hatta nusikh al-ilm. And then when knowledge was forgotten, and the next generation came, abaduhum, they began to worship them. And this is the same which has occurred today. And for this reason, the Prophet ﷺ forbade being extreme when it comes to the awliya. And he forbade praising them so extremely. And he forbade building over the graves of the righteous. And he forbade the building of tombs and mausoleums. In fact, even his own grave, the Prophet ﷺ forbade his grave being taken a place of worship. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لعن الله اليهود والنصارى. May the curse of Allah, be upon اليهود والنصارى. اتخذوا قبور أنبيائهم مساجد. Because they took the graves of their prophets to be places of worship. And he said regarding his own grave, he said, اللهم لا تجعل قبري وثنا يعبد. He said, O Allah, do not make my grave a place of worship that people worship. And then he said, اشتد غضب الله. The anger of Allah became severe. على قوم, upon a people. اتخذوا قبور أنبيائهم مساجد. Who took the graves of their prophets to be places of worship. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله. والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد عباد الله إخوة الإيمان. We have to understand the great virtue of التوحيد, and we have to be aware and cautious of the dangers and the severity of الشرك. And anybody who becomes forgetful of التوحيد, then his actions are worthless in front of Allah. A person dies with 1,000 salawat and 1,000 days of fasting, and thousands of pounds in charity. None of this is of any worth or value with Allah if it is without at-tawheed. And the greatest of the prophets and messengers, they used to fear shirk upon themselves, and they used to fear shirk upon their children. And this is why Ibrahim alayhi salam, he stood in front of the Kaaba in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And he said, وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ نَعْبُدُ الْأَصْنَامِ. O Allah, save me and my children from worshipping the idols. رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. O my Lord, verily they have misguided many people. And look who is saying this dua. Ibrahim alayhi salam, the greatest of the messengers, the father of the messengers, the one who broke the idols with his own hands, the one who built the Kaaba with his own hands, the one who was thrown into the fire because of at-tawheed. His children, all of them are prophets and messengers. And he's in Mecca, and he's in front of the Kaaba. And he says, O Allah, save me and my children from worshipping the idols. The Salaf used to say, مَنْ يَأْمَنُ الْبَلَىٰ بَعْدَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Who can ever feel safe from the tests and the trials of shirk after Ibrahim alayhi salam? And us, around us is shirk. Around us is kufr. Our own people are falling into shirk. Every other child is wearing a ta'weed. And yet we never make dua for this. And also, ikhwat al-kiram, knowing the virtue of tawheed, knowing how great a blessing tawheed is upon us, and teaching our children about tawheed, questioning them about at-tawheed, instilling in them the love of the people of tawheed and the hatred of the people of ash-shirk. Yusuf alayhi salam, when he entered into the prison, and those two prisoners, they came around him and they had a dream and they wanted to know the meaning of the dream. Before telling them the meaning of the dream, Yusuf alayhi salam spoke about the virtue of tawheed and the great blessing of tawheed. He said to them, إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ. Verily, I have left the path of those people. لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Those who do not have iman in Allah. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. And those who reject the hereafter. وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِي. And verily, I follow the way of my forefathers. إِبْرَاهِيمْ وَإِسْحَاقْ وَيَعْقُوبْ. مَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نُشْرِكَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. It isn't correct for us to worship anybody else besides Allah. And then he said, ذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا. That this is the virtue of Allah upon us. This tawheed is the blessing of Allah upon us. وَعَلَى النَّاسِ. And also upon the people. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. But the majority of people, they do not show shukr to Allah for the blessing of at-tawheed. So, ikhwati fillah, we have to appreciate the blessing of at-tawheed. And we have to fear shirk upon us and our children. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma izz al-Islam wa al-Muslimin. Allahumma adhilla shirka wa al-Mushrikeen. Allahumma amitna ala tawheed. Allahumma dammir a'daaka a'daad deen. Allahumma ansur deenaka wa kitabak wa sunnata nabiyyika wa ibadaka al-muwahideen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wa al-tuqa wa al-afafa wa al-ghina. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم وأقم الصلاة.